The outcomes that we saw were a great development in the motivation of the students, stimulation of creativity and curiosity, a massive interest in research, something that before they could find boring, but now because it's something that comes from their own interest, is something that they want to look at, they wanted to find more details about something they like. More interaction in the classroom, this is something that Sabrina explained very well with different levels, but also in proficiency and advanced class. In the classroom, there are always little groups of people that like to work together all the time, they don't like to mix up a lot. But this gave, for example, more chances to get together. A person belonging to a group found out that, for example, he had the same interest of someone else on the other side of the classroom. They never talked before a lot, but they found a point in common, and that's really, really interesting. And they are able to memorize the words and memorize the typical expression by writing, by the independent learning, and that's really, really important in a second language. All these points, I got one result: self-confidence, something that students need when they learn a second language. So something that they feel very proud of, and they say, why not? I'm able to write an article, I've been able to do this, I can risk a bit more, I'm not afraid maybe to talk, because I remember this word from the article, I remember this expression, and that was a very, very good result from us. So we saw that the engagement with the real and the through work-based learning can actually help students to nurture their own creativity. Creativity is something that is very, very important when you learn a second language, it's something that tutors, I would advise tutors to develop more and more.